This is the brief on the shifting global AI landscape and Microsoft's stark new warning. Today, we're digesting recent 2025 global AI adoption data right alongside an urgent warning from Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella about the industry's precarious relationship with the public, showing us exactly why the future of AI relies just as much on trust as it does on tech. First up, Nadella is warning that AI giants haven't actually earned the social permission to burn massive amounts of energy while threatening to eliminate white-collar jobs. You know, it's kind of like the hollowing out of manufacturing towns we saw during early globalization. But let's push back on his motives for a second. By telling companies to build their own systems instead of relying on a few mega models, Nadella is conveniently pitching Microsoft's own Azure cloud platform. Well, this high cost of Western AI, both social and financial, leads directly to what we're seeing in the global data. Second, late 2025 numbers show global AI adoption hit a record 16.3%, but a massive digital divide is definitely forming. The wealthy global North is adopting AI twice as fast as the global South. So with countries like the UAE and South Korea surging thanks to early infrastructure and government investment, you gotta ask what happens to the rest of the world that gets completely priced out. That exact gap in the market is paving the way for our final point. Finally, to bridge this digital divide, an open-source, completely free AI model called DeepSeek is rapidly gaining ground. It's basically the ultimate Robin Hood of the AI world for underserved markets. Because it completely removes those financial barriers and paywalls, it's surging across Africa, China, and the Global South, where traditional US providers face restrictions or are honestly just too expensive.
Ultimately, while AI adoption accelerates worldwide, the Western industry must prove its real-world value to everyone, or risk losing both public trust and global market share to free alternatives.